Welcome to Sarandino's True Talk. It's Dino once again. Today, before I get started, I just want to make sure that all my current audience can get access to the information that they want. So I am going to just let you know that you can find me on Instagram at Sergeant Dino, so SGTDENO. You can also find me on YouTube. And you can just look for Sarandino's True Talk and you will find the main page and you can subscribe and listen. And if you also drive around while you listen to podcasts, I'd highly appreciate not only for you to leave us a review, but to also leave some comments. I'm not getting much feedback from you guys and I want to make sure that I'm giving you guys the information you would like. So, now that we got off of that topic, I would like to say that today's episode is going to be pretty interesting. I've been thinking about this for a while, and it's something that I have started to do. Not only have started to do, but it's actually something that I do quite often. Okay, so today's episode is going to be on how to minimize or declutter or begin truly organizing your digital footprint. Okay, what does this mean? First of all, I hope you guys understand that when you post something, or when you comment something, or you follow something, or super chat something, I want you to understand that that is not always gone. Most people set it and forget it, right? You do that super chat, and you never go back to that, and you never audit it. This episode solely is to teach people how to audit themselves. Where to begin? How to do it if you're a beginner? What if you're overwhelmed? Or maybe you're in a process of starting to minimize, declutter, or trying to organize your thought patterns to maybe become more productive at school or more productive at work and focus your energy solely on that. As I was going through my own, self-reflection, this was something that I decided to do. And I kind of do it almost every year around October. October is when I do not only my financial review, but I also do kind of a social media review and see what else I can either put out or things I want to remove. Maybe things I didn't like I posted, or maybe someone I supported that completely changed their opinions, which is what I'm seeing quite often now. So this is going to help not only alleviate the stress that comes with this, but also some people just don't know how to organize their footprint. And I'm going to start somewhere really simple. I'm going to start somewhere really simple. Emails. Oh, Lord Jesus. I do not know why it's such a common practice for people, depending on their email platform, to not go through their emails. Okay? Most people I know will have like two or three email accounts just because they done left the 15,000 emails in their old Yahoo or Hotmail account and don't want anything to do with it. Like they just leave it there or they'll use that as the hot box for, whatever they want to subscribe to that they don't want to get shit for, which is a good strategy. But it's stupid in my opinion because all you're doing is really saving that data nowhere. And in a whole, most people don't think about the impact that their data has, right? You guys always complain like, oh, maybe some of you have been victims of identity theft or fraud, or maybe you were one of those that your credit card information was given a couple of times because you got on the wrong social media post and you thought it was legit, or something like that. So this is where this all strives from. So if you're having an issue with this, this might be a good starting point for you. You know what I mean? So, emails. How do I do it? What do I do? There's 17,000 emails in there, man. I'm not gonna go through all of them. And I think the reason why is because you see the number, but you don't know how to organize that data. So I'm gonna give you a key point here. Let's say you look in that bucket, and the first shit email you have is from, I don't know, let's say Adobe. Let's just say Adobe. Do you use Adobe software? If you do use Adobe software, then you might not want to unsubscribe to this email, but you might want to at least go through them. Go through the search bar and type in Adobe. Everything that's Adobe will be there, right? So, if everything is there, you can simply highlight all and delete it because you haven't even fucking looked at it in all that time. So what the hell does it matter to look at it now, right? You just need a filtering mechanism to attack the issue. Is it an issue? No. I tell you when it becomes an issue. It becomes an issue if you start looking at your subscriptions. I had to go through this a couple of day, and I know there's a new application. I think it's called I want to say it's like TrueBlue or TrueBill or something like that, where it just goes through all your subscriptions. But to me, that's kind of stupid because you're getting another subscription to manage your subscriptions. That's how lazy we become, that we can't even subscribe or unsubscribe to the things that we actually like. Go back through your emails. Figure out what you actually like. Maybe you go, shit, why did I leave this? Oh, I found this email from my old school. This was a good project. You have products out there. Most people write, most people do some, maybe some emails that were actually lengthy or you felt like it was a good product that you provided and you want to keep it. Well, source that. Figure out how you can share that data to not only you could possibly even make an income off of some of these tools, depending on what you have in there. So I would say start off, if you're doing a personal audit, start off with your damn emails. That's the first thing you should do. Because if you have three email buckets and you don't know what's coming in there, you're almost choosing to get all this data for no reason. So why? If you can filter the data, unsubscribe the stuff that you have, and then you actually move forward with the data and information that you would like to get. Maybe you're going back to school and you want to start getting emails. Maybe you started up a business and you want to start making a good email list. That's a good start. You could go right to your email list and make a warm or hot market list and start feeding information to other people the same way they feed it to you. So that's definitely the starting point. That's the first one I'm gonna hit is emails. Look at your emails, go through it, and unsubscribe. If you don't know how to unsubscribe, go to the damn email, scroll all the way to the fucking bottom, and somewhere in little print is gonna either have unsubscribe or please choose this, and it's gonna take you to a second page, more than likely. And you either have to type your email or answer some questions, and then you're done. And you'll never get a fucking email from them again. So if that makes it simpler for you, go ahead and use that tool, man. That's a good tool. Number two, subscriptions. Oh, Lord. Subscriptions is something that I had to go through several times a year. I cannot just leave it alone because I have so many tools that I use, and my information's almost everywhere. So how do I really, downsize that footprint, and what else can I do? So go through your subscriptions and actually look at what you're subscribed to. I think the biggest culprit to me, that I've seen lately, it's been Twitch. I've had quite a bit of an issue with Twitch because there's some times where, I like to support my friends' channels and support other people's channels because they either have similar, excuse me, similar messages or missions that align with me. And I think that that's something that's very, very important to not only help support, because remember, the more you give value to another entity, the more valuable you become to it, right? So if you were to go through all your groups and subscriptions and really figure out what groups you want to support, which ones you don't like the mission on, and kind of filter that data out. Not only that, you're going to save yourself some damn money. There's so many subscriptions out there that you can almost get for free. Start looking at softwares that you can get for free and disengage in the subscribed software. And I'm not saying that every source is created equal. I'm not saying that at all. But take it from a person like me that deals with IT and digital and social media almost on a daily basis. You have to manage it. If you don't manage it, you lose control. And that's one of the first steps that I feel like in your mind, you really need to structure this, because if you structure this, imagine what else you can do. This is how schedules start. This is how small budgets start. So this is where it all begins, is audit yourself. Audit yourself as much as you can. Because guess what? At the end of the day, if you die tomorrow and you left a post on Facebook 13 years ago, that you disliked, now that thing is there forever. And you're not gonna fucking get rid of it. I can't name you how many accounts of my friends who have passed away that are still active. Still active to this day. Nothing's posted, but it's still there. Just taking up data. Just taking up space. For what? If you're not using it, get it the fuck out of there. And I apologize if I'm getting a little rambunctious. I just think that it's something that I'm starting to realize more, is that people really don't care about their digital footprint. They just don't care. They just keep posting and posting and posting. Guess what? Data is not infinite. At some point, you're gonna have to filter it. Would you prefer to filter a million different messages or 1,000? Do it now. It makes your life easier. If you filter everything out that you want and only get what you need, it's going to be so much easier for you. You'll feel almost at ease because you're only getting the data you want. You're not getting anything else. How wonderful was that? All right, so first one, once again, was emails. Second one was subscriptions. Third, whoo, the big monkey, feeds. Feeds. So this is something, like I said, I tend to do around October. And like I said, I do that along with my financial review in October because it's the scariest month of the year. The 31st of October is actually when I do my financial review. And I do it on Halloween because I think it's funny and I think it's a good source for me, a good point for me to always look back at what I've done throughout the year and not only adjust it, but set goals for the next year, right? So that's why I do it in October, because it's kind of almost the whole year's passed. You could kind of filter everything out, and then kind of go, okay, I met these three new people. I really like these people. I want to keep in contact. I want to keep meeting people like them. Stick your nose in that direction. And for your feeds, I'm going to tell you right now, it's super annoying. Okay, I get it. I get the feed thing is super annoying, but that's what I've noticed, is like now I'm posting less, and not only because I am posting less, but I'm posting more quality posts. That's the way I feel, at least. Maybe not for others, but in my opinion, some of the posts that I have given are give a lot of effort and give a lot of data, which is more important. So if you can go through your feeds, okay? And like I said, it's overwhelming. I usually do, I did what, 3 years at a time. I remember, I think I was going, because I think the first account I ever opened social media wise was Facebook. And my Facebook account, I think, dated back to like 2009 or 2008. So we're talking about 11 years of feed that I've got almost down to like three or four posts per year. And it's good to go through that because you're actually filtering that data. You get to see what you were talking about. You get to see what your likes were, what you didn't like also, and kind of the point in history that you were, what mattered, what didn't matter. This helps you organize so many other things. A simple thing just by going through your feed, it's gonna help you. And especially for those content creators, go back and then you go, oh damn, I could do a follow up on this, or hey, I can do a year review. Let's do a catch up on this one topic. If you don't have content and you're struggling, that's a simple way to do it. Go to your feed, go to the ridge, the baseline of it, and go ahead and push it up. And this is definitely going to help you minimize your digital footprint because now you have less traffic out there. And you can even go through the comments you left. If you feel like maybe that comment was incorrect, or maybe you feel like, damn, I really don't support this person anymore, get that thing out of there. And that way you provide less data and your footprint becomes smaller. Because what I've realized is that nowadays everything is out there. Everything is really out there on social media, and no one tends to care how it's packaged. They just want it all out there. And I'm not saying I'm perfect at all. There's plenty of shit on my feed that you probably find and go, that was trash, and it's fine. But guess what? I audit that shit. Not many people do, but I do. So I challenge you just to do at least 1 year. Go to the original year you started Facebook, or whatever platform you want to go through. Instagram is really easy to audit. The only one to me that's relatively difficult will be things like LinkedIn. Facebook a close second. If Parler still exists, I don't know if that's a thing. Yeah. So those are definitely just some simple ways that you can minimize your digital footprint. Also, depending on your character and what things you like, you shouldn't be on every social media platform. If you don't believe that your material is relevant or it can be shared there, then you can pick a particular platform and go ahead and move forward with it. A good example of this is, let's say for my artsy people. Artsy people, they tend to go to Instagram. Another good one would be Tumblr, because those two, to me, that coincide. Like the people you get on those two platforms are very artsy, right? Not like Twitch at all, because at Twitch you can kind of almost get anything. It's almost like a To me, Twitch is just another YouTube. There's just so much information's being shared. The only thing that changes to me from Twitch is the fact that some of the feeds are minimal. Like they pick and choose what videos they get to share on their page, and the rest of the content kind of goes away. All the lives go away, everything else goes away with time. So I like that function. So if you that's something that you're interested in, maybe putting video content, but don't want to be leaving it posted all the time, Twitch may be good option for you. Twitter as well. I've seen that Twitter is more if you're political or if you like networking. Twitter is going to be very important for you. And then, like I said, since I've become sorry, since I've started this podcast, I have almost shared my information on every platform, almost every platform, and it becomes a little monotonous when you're trying to audit that after you post the content. So also another key takeaway is make sure it's something that you really and genuinely want to post. Not only because of the image that people portray, but also some people want to inspire hope. Others just want to give statuses on their life. Others want to provide updates to certain family members. Everybody has a different reason for using social media, right? But use social media right. Okay, not many people talk about this shit because honestly, nobody gives a fuck about digital footprint. But in my idea is just because your digital footprint allows you to not only audit yourself personally, but see where you have gone wrong, see where you have made good choices, bad choices? What are some things that you could reinstate to make your day-to-day happier? Maybe it's something you missed. Maybe you used to write a lot. So if you write a lot, that's also another option. You can go to Tumblr right there. You can probably even go to Fiverr and share your services to type if that's something that you really like doing. The digital footprint to me is pretty important. So we've gone over emails, we've gone over subscriptions, we've gone over feeds, and then finding out what social platforms also work for you or your brand, right? But then two key takeaways is that you're not only saving money and ingesting less data, you are ingesting the data that you want and learning from yourself. Okay? Because we've gone away from writing traditionally, right? Anne Frank didn't have social media, but if she did, it'd be pretty interesting on what that would look like nowadays. Okay? So at the end of the day, go ahead and start auditing yourself. Do it simple. Start with your emails. Don't jump. Don't go to subscriptions and feed, because that's just feeding your social media habit. Go to your emails first and find out what things you need to really ingest in your life and what things you don't need. And for those people who have like 20,000 emails, I would love to hear, if you do implement this process and you move forward with it, tell me, give me some feedback. Tell me what the hell's going on. I want to know that shit because not only am I sharing this data and this content, right? This content is going to be there for others to watch so it can help them, kind of find a starting point. Not only find a starting point, but help them out. This is going to help you organize your mental state. It's going to see, you're going to even see where your mental state was at different points in your life. This is a good takeaway. This is not bad to audit. It's not bad. As much time as we have nowadays as being in our homes, there's no reason not to. It's just plain laziness. We want the easy route for fucking everything. We don't want to do any work, not even when it comes to ourselves. How the fuck is that possible? But food for thought, guys. I just wanted to come on here, share this episode on how to minimize, declutter, and begin truly organizing your digital footprint. Okay? Keep auditing yourselves. Look at those emails. Look at the subscriptions. Look at the feeds. And then find out what social platforms work for you. And hopefully this information has helped in some way. And if there's anything that I can do to help, maybe you're stuck somewhere, maybe you're like, hey, do you have any recommendations for what social media platform I can do? Blah. Ask me that, man, please. 'Cause that's what I've learned is during this time is like I have leaned towards more the video social media platforms, and that's just because to me I ingest data better that way. And I've noticed that most people have. But we need to learn how to ingest data different ways too. We can't just be comfortable and lazy on how we take data in. And this has been a rude awakening for me as I just began school again. So beginning school again was after 6 or 7 years of not going to school. This shit's kicking my ass, ladies and gentlemen. And it's because I haven't done it. I haven't practiced it. So re-practice this. Relearn yourself. Audit yourself. Figure out how that's going to help you. Well, guys, I am going to leave you with that. And thank you so much again for your time, your support. Please do not forget to subscribe and like all this data. Comment as much as you can. If you haven't already reviewed my podcast on Apple Podcasts, let me know. I'll send you a link personally. I'll send you a link personally. You can find it anywhere, but the podcast market is so filtered. And I want to assure that not only you guys are getting the data you want, but this information is helping you out, man. If you don't tell me anything, I'm gonna just keep moving forward. And with or without you, I'm gonna continue to put that data that I think is sufficient and will help others in a predicament or not in a predicament. So from what I am seeing is like my podcast really has been more of a self-help. And if for those who are just joining me, or maybe this is your first episode, I would challenge you to look at season one, which was kind of understanding your body, and then season two is more of understanding your mind and some things that you can do to alleviate or focus or hone in on the things you want to spend time on. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to hold any more of your time. Thank you once again for the many blessings you have provided me and the community. And let's keep this thing going, man. Have a great day. Many blessings.